The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
And at 9:29, 51551 is the text number, but we have much to discuss.
Dancing with the Stars on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Muller Corner. Mullerlicious.
Oh, yes. I mean, the music itself marks the beginning of something beautiful on the television calendar. Following much speculation, we can confirm live here on The Ryan Tubridy Show on RT Radio 1 that 2FM entertainment presenter Lottie Ryan. And Fair City star Ryan Andrews.
Yay!
Are the next two celebrities to quick step their way onto Dancing with the Stars RT1 in the new year. Welcome, Ryan. Oh, welcome, Lottie.
Thank you very much.
Finally!
We can talk about it.
Lottie, how long have you been sitting on this secret?
Oh, my God. This has been a couple of months of a secret, and I am not the best at secrets at the best of times. So to say that this is a weight off my shoulder, I'm sure that Ryan feels the exact same, because there's been about two people in my life that have known about this since like September, maybe.
You're married to one, and the other one probably gave birth to you.
Yes.
Okay. Well, these are the important people in your life.
Absolutely.
And how does such a thing happen? Can you tell us about that? How do they decide?
Well, you get a phone call and they feel you out, and it's a process. And one that I have wanted to be a part of for a long time, like since this show first started, I've fallen in love with it. It just looks like so much fun, and you know, the idea of learning such an incredible craft and just being a part of it. It's such a beast. It's such a huge show. So when I found out that I had gotten it, I mean, I lost my mind.
So you're ready for this.
Oh, she's like, ready. She has
so
a ballroom
ready.
Shoes on and all. Look at them.
Ryan, tell us, you, of course, people will be familiar with more with you from probably from Fair City as much, and the Panto.
Yes.
Yes, they are. So you're obviously a very busy man at the moment.
Busy. So kind of today is, like, as Lottie was saying, it's just a release. We can finally talk about it. It's a weight off the shoulders. So I start Panto rehearsals at, like, in a half an hour till 4 o'clock, and then first day of rehearsals, and also first day of Dancing with the Stars rehearsals as well today. So it's can't wait.
That's a tough gig. So how,
it's like a toy show.
My next question was, how old are you?
I'm actually getting very old now to say, so 26.
Oh, are you really? Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. Well, then you'll be well able for it. I'm just fine. I'm getting too old for this.
I was watching you on Friday getting tips off, you know.
Get tips off me if you want to learn something. But you're going to be... I mean, from your Panto experience, would suggest that you can dance.
A little bit. So it's one of them things.
Strictly come chancing.
There we go. Okay. Nice ring to it.
Yeah.
But this is a whole different ball game. Completely. Like, as Lottie was saying, like, I've watched the show since like the last 15 years. Strictly Come Dancing with my mum and dad is their favourite show. So kind of grown up watching that. And even when Dancing with the Stars came to Ireland, I was like, oh, I'd love that. I would love to have an opportunity to kind of give it a go.
Sure.
Now I'm like, it's finally out. I'm starting sweating down my back now, thinking, what am I actually getting into? But yeah, I'll try my best. I'll give it everything I can, and we'll see how we kind of get on from that.
And are you handy on your feet? This is the important question.
A little. I think I can be, you know, a copper's a tree in the morning, that kind of thing, you know. So like, I'm first up on the dance floor and I'm kind of last to leave. So
okay, you're handy enough.
Look, I don't know.
You know,
maybe.
You know how to move. Lottie, you...
Listen, I clap in time when I'm at a concert.
That's it.
So that means I've got rhythm, I think.
Yeah.
I think, like, I went to performing arts school as a child, as many people do, but this is a completely different discipline. This is, like, technically ballroom, Latin. I have never done anything like this in my entire life. So I'm completely planking myself.
But the pros are training their
honest.
Whole lives. Like, we met all the pros. They're absolutely, like, incredible. Like, they're literally training since, like, they're born and world champions, and you're looking at them going, oh my God, the discipline that this kind of takes, like, is mind-blowing.
But the challenge, I think, is half the fun. I mean, I'm really looking forward to being out of my comfort zone and, doing something that I'm just have no clue about. It's learning something new, and I feel like it's been a while.
And what are you most nervous about? What are you...
That music. Even thinking about, I'm actually getting sick even thinking about that now, coming down them stairs for that first show. Because it's like, you can't train for this. There's nothing like Pantos or radio or whatever it is. This is a different thing altogether. So the first time we will do it, is that Sunday.
And it's live, isn't it? So it's not make yuppie TV, it's proper.
It's all sinking in now, Ryan.
So how long have you known this secret?
Yeah, a couple of months now at this
same
stage.
Again.
And it was that kind of thing where I got a phone call, and because I love the show and a few people kind of knew that I loved it.
Yeah.
And I got a phone call. I was like, "Oh, Dance with the Stars here." Yes.
Oh, really?
And then I was like, "Oh, I mean, sorry, sorry, go on."
Oh, talk to my agent.
Yeah, yeah. And then they're like, "So, are you?" Yes, yes. I just kept saying yes throughout the whole thing.
I cried.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did. I cried. I got the phone call when I was sitting in traffic on my way home from work, and like I lost my mind. I was screaming and shouting. Then I cried, and I just looked over, and there was somebody in a car. Because I was in rush hour traffic, and they were looking over, going, "Are you okay?
Will they be nice to you?"
Yeah, I think they thought, "Jesus, that poor girl. Something awful has happened to her."
Because I often wonder, like, if you see somebody crying in a car beside you, going, "Oh God, what horror are they going through?"
I know.
And I would have seen you if I didn't know.
Oh no,
you.
I gave a thumbs up. I was like, "It's good news. It's good news.
Good happy. It's not sad happy." How do you feel about being judged not only by the judges who are paid to judge, but say the creatures?
That's something that I've never really experienced before, so I'm not really too sure.
As in online and
online, kind of like with the acting, because that's obviously what I've been doing for like people, you know, on my talk about Fair City, good, bad, whatever it is, as a whole, but never as like an individual.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be a completely new, but just take it on board. This is something that I wanted to do, and whatever. My mum and dad, Davey, my girlfriend, like, they're happy about it, and that kind of all that matters, I think.
That's
really
okay.
I think I'm saying that now.
Lottie?
I'm well used.
I called you Lotto there for a second.
That's okay.
Lottie.
I think I'd be well used to turning a blind eye at inappropriate criticism. The criticism I only care about is the one the judges are going to be giving, to be honest with you. Constructive criticism, I am 110% aim for.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's how you get better. It's how you learn. It's how you grow. But in terms of, I mean, like, do you mean it's kind of like a popularity contest?
Well, yeah. I mean, I just mean in terms of people being mean.
Yeah.
I think online particularly.
I'm going to try and assume the best and hope that people won't be mean just for the sake of being mean. I'm hoping that people are learning that's not a nice place to be.
Yeah, but as you say, once you have the people around you that matter the most 100%. About getting it right. Have you been introduced to the dancers? Did you say you've met them?
Yes, yeah, so we met the contestants and met the dancers there kind of last week. So it's still all new. It's like the first day of school. Nerves. I like talking and I like meeting new people and all, but didn't have dinner. We were talking about this. Me and Lottie were there just like not having dinner that day, just really anxious and nervous. It's like the first day of school all over again.
Really?
Oh, really?
Have you been paired up with your dancers?
That's kind of today.
Yeah,
so we're kind
of... You've completely been paired up with your dancers, haven't you? But you're not allowed to say. That's it. Okay, got it. Without even saying it, you haven't even nodded or anything. I'm just getting a good sense.
That's really bad acting on my behalf, isn't it? Like the worst poker face ever. Yeah.
So you've been paired with your dancers. Who did you get, Lottie? No, I'm only joking. I was only testing it. We'll find out in due course. And we have, I mentioned Michael Caruth earlier on, of course. I didn't realise that was only speculation. So it could be somebody else entirely. It could be Katie Taylor. She's doing nothing these days.
Yeah.
And so who
after
knows?
The toy show. After the toy show appearance.
Oh, yeah. That moment.
That was amazing.
That moment.
Congratulations on the toy show as well.
She was, thank you. But she it was lovely. That little girl
it
in the
was
boxing.
Just
Ella, I think. Yeah,
Ella. That's exactly her
name. And when she said that she was going to give her the one-on-one lesson, my heart. Because the girl, literally, she caught her breath. You could see her. In complete disbelief. It was just wonderful.
And the little girl Sophie with the brother going to School of Rock. Literally, I bawled my eyes out crying.
There were a lot of tears, it seems, on Friday. But
happy tears.
Happy, I think it was happy tears happy for them tears. And the kindness of
the courage that they showed was
not
inspiring.
Easy thing to do. I think Sophia, who was being bullied, particularly brave, and I don't say that lightly because it's a word that gets bandied about, but to come out and say on TV, you know...
That is not easy.
I'm on the toy show. You're watching me. Who's the weirdo now?
Oh.
I love that.
Yeah. Even thinking about it now.
I nearly punched the air when I saw that again.
Yeah.
I just think she was incredible. like breathtakingly brave. Yeah. Because I think as an adult, I only recently spoke about being bullied in secondary school. And like, I am a grown woman and I found it really difficult to do. Yeah. And I spoke about it with Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM, who's a friend. Mm-hmm. Like, she was in a strange environment. I'm not going to call you a strange man, but a man she doesn't know.
A stranger.
A strange man.
And but she had the guts to do that.
I know, on live TV.
How amazing.
Yeah, it's true. But when you spoke out about it after all the years, did it feel in any way liberating that you shared the story, or was it strange for you to do that?
It was both. It was liberating in the sense that I wasn't expecting such a positive response and I wasn't expecting so many people to sympathise and empathise with me.
What happened to you when you were bullied?
Oh, like, it was really awful. It was in first year of secondary school and like, I was eating my lunch in the toilets and it was a bad time. But I moved schools and was consequently very happy afterwards. But I think it shaped the person I am. And I think it had a long-term effect on me, probably.
And was it because of who your dad was?
I think that definitely made me a target.
And was it?
I think that made it easy.
Yeah.
And, you know, at the time, I think he was, I don't even remember what he was doing. It was a television show. I think he could have been doing Let Me Entertain You or something. Yeah. But anyway, he was on the sides of buses, his face and stuff. And this had never been an issue for me before. Yeah. Because I grew up in a lovely bubble of ignorance. Mm-hmm. And suddenly it was a thing.
Yeah.
And I didn't get that it was a thing. And life was quite difficult for a while. But, you know, I got through it and I had a fabulous family support. And that's why when I was watching her on The Late Late Show, I just thought, my God, if she's able to deal with this as opposed to me, a grown woman, think of the things she can accomplish and the people that she can help in her lifetime. Yeah.
And I got so many messages over the weekend from people saying, my daughter turned to me and said, God, I'm like
isn't
her.
That amazing?
And then of other people closer to your age, Ryan, who would have said, that was my story. You know, how something so innocent on the face of it is actually quite profound and totally resonant for a lot of people. Yeah. It is. You're a dad. Is that what you said? Did you say you have a child?
No.
Oh, I thought for a minute
my
said,
dad.
Oh, your dad.
Yeah. Well, Ryan, Jesus, there we go. Shock revelation there now. Yeah, yeah.
Ryan Andrews. I know. Dancing with the Crib. a whole new show.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you said that for a minute ago. But your dad was involved in, what was he? Tell me a bit.
So my dad is actually, he was a footballer kind of growing out up his whole kind of life. And that's kind of what he was. And he works in Guinness's. Yeah. So he works with machinery and all. Like something. And my mom, like, so nobody in my whole entire family were involved in any of this. Yeah. Kind of industry, like, you know, it was how I kind of got started was it was an ad in the paper.
Wow.
It was for Singing in the Rain. It was like I played like the young Gene Kelly, like, you know, I had a few little lines like the Don Lockwood character.
Yeah,
ad in the paper. And I
said, so when you hear do 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 do, do you kind of go not again,
smiling,
you love it,
smiling.
It's a happy memory.
Yeah, happy memories.
It's a lovely song, isn't it? Singing in the Rain,
like, and the Good Morning as well. So like, that would have been a thing of like I had 30 seconds in the whole show. Literally, I walked on, I was like, waved, and then I sat in the wings every show for like 5 weeks just watching and going, wow, that's deadly. This is what I want to do. And then kind of went in and kind of did it. And then the clinic, I was in the clinic for a couple of seasons, the RT program as a child, and then kind of grew up in that. And then Fair City kind of kicked off. So then the acting then for the last 10 years is where and Pantos is kind of where
and
I
And Pantos,
came.
So Sean Cassidy on Fair City.
Yes.
And then Panto, do you have the same character?
Ollie
and the Panto all the time.
Polly and Ollie, kind of a double act. And Ollie. Oi. Yes, Lottie. We didn't rehearse that beforehand. It's all good. And this is a thing as well that it's something new. It's like a fresh kind of start. Me and Lottie were only talking about it. Be like, wow.
My favourite is the Charleston. I love when they do the Charleston because, especially when they put it to different, you know, modern music as well.
Why
do
you love the Charleston?
It's
a bit goofy.
How did you know?
Yeah.
But it's it's kind of crazy as well, isn't it?
I know,
And the legs are going left and right. I think it's kind of...
They're
going
to book you for next year now.
No.
Yes, they are.
Unavailable. Unavailable. Ever. But I will watch. It's just something really warm about the show. on a Sunday. It's nice. It's family. It's everyone gather around and have a good laugh.
It's just feel good television. There's glitz. There's sequence. It's people.
There's spray tans.
How do you feel about that, Ryan?
Well, basically,
half his body is spray tan. Is it? And the other half
Well, not now. It's not now. Yeah. It was last week. Is. Literally, I thought spray tans will be for January, February for the shows. Oh no, there you go, full on. And
was it your first spray tan?
Yes. And
how was it for you?
Cold. And I didn't know that you spray tan your face.
Oh.
So did you know that?
Of course I didn't know that.
Yeah, so exactly. So next of all of a sudden, okay, close your eyes. Whoa, close my eyes. Shh. I was like, okay, went out.
What about the smell?
Smell actually wasn't too bad. It was the stickiness. And then with the awkward moment is when the sheets, my mum, I still live at home, was cleaning, the sheets full of, spray tan and tan. Ah. So my aunties are all going over. Oh, Jesus, Jackie, what were you using? I'm like, it was mine, I couldn't say it. It was the most awkward moment of my life,
Spray tan and sheets. There's a whole chapter in the book of anthropology about that, I'm sure,
I don't know how you do it.
That can be the name of your bio, spray tan and sheets. Yeah. Oh, it's not an autobiography, I love that.
The face in the pillowcase, and you've got the shrouded Turin looking at you the next day. You've got to talk about miracles.
It's just
pretty vital. But I mean, you're going to embrace the dresses.
Say dresses, and then they hand you what appears to be a swimsuit covered in sequins.
Oh, is that what it is, really?
Yeah. Oh, listen,
and that's just Ryan.
The costumes are honestly probably one of my favourite parts of the show. I come from, my granny was a costumier, are like my home was just full of costumes growing up. I adore them, and the sequins, the glitter, the whole razzmatazz of the show, it just excites me so much.
I'm excited by your excitement. I think it's going to be great. They're lucky to have you both. It's going to be wild. I think you're going to have great fun. I think they've chosen really well to have you both. So go forth and have the crack, won't you both?
Thank you so much, Ryan Andrews, Lottie Ryan.
Love to the family, Lottie, as always. And Ryan, best to your folks. And thanks for coming in to see us today. You're busy. So when does the panto finish?
So the panto finishes in the Olympia on the 4th of January, Saturday, and then the live show is then on the 5th. So it's kind of, I'm literally looking at the clock going, right, grand, straight rehearsals for 10, hit the ground running. But that's sort of famine, take it and go.
Take it and keep dining. Yeah. And the same with you, Lottie. Thanks, Amelia, for coming in to see
us
today.
Thanks for having us.
Have fun. I just want to play a little bit of it again.
Dancing with the Stars. RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Muller Corner. Mullerlicious.